Doors open so that the pipes don't freeze.
Well, the toilet seat was really cold, though, right?
It's so cold, but not as cold as the partition that my butt accidentally bumped up against.
What is that? Why is that doing that? What did you do? Don't do that.
Still talking.
Don't do that.
Oh my God.
Don't cause trouble. No, he just cut your mic out and thought it was funny.
No, he didn't. He's checking. He's checking things. We're not doing anything.
Yeah, that's hilarious right there. Oh my God.
So, oh, there I am. Oh, is that how the mute works?
The mute. Okay. Oh my God.
That's like a cough button. Why didn't you say cough button instead of mute? Where's your mic?
You're a child.
It's the one muted. That's why I was checking.
Oh, okay. Try it again. Now say that with it unmuted.
Hello, chick. I unmuted it.
Okay, it's recording. That's all I know.
Yeah, start.
We already did start. The show has begun. Now, you were in the restroom. Tell us all about it.
It was so cold in there.
I'm not here.
Jason's phone's ringing.
That's perfect.
Who is it?
I don't know.
I want to know who it is. Somebody. First. Who is
Mike,
it?
Mike, come in, sit down. We're who's up. It? We're running, baby.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Mike Doty on our podcast this week. Bring a round of applause for Mike.
Thank you. Hey, you got a volume for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, bring it down, please.
Oh, there down.
Very, okay. Yeah. How's down. It? That's down. Up.
Down.
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 Keep going.
Oh, he's on two.
Are you on two?
Okay. Yep, yep. We'll down a little more. Great, that's perfect.
There you go.
Thanks.
Okay, Mike's mic. Do you find that difficult during a sound check? Your name is Mike and the name of the instrument's Mike? Is that trouble?
It's yeah, it can be troublesome.
That can be trouble?
It can be trouble, yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, right. It can be.
Well, I'm Chick, like chicken.
Hey, Chick.
This is
nice
Jess.
Hey, Jess.
This
nice
is Jason.
You. Jason. Hey, everybody.
And this is Mike Doty. And this is, I think you're the first musical artist.
Oh, cool.
That we've had on our podcast that our initial goal was to play your music and then have your team call us and tell us to stop playing your music. And then when you called us, we would say, hey, Mike, well, we've got you on the phone. Why don't you come on the podcast?
Wait, what? I don't understand this at all.
He was afraid that you would want to sue us for playing your music.
So,
but anything to
create a contact with you so we could start a dialogue. Oh, and you go, cool. Hey,
instead
while you're
just reaching out like cool. normal people would.
No, I'm desperate, man. You can play this stuff. All
no.
day long, I'm never going to complain.
No, yeah, totally. You're not. You're not desperate at all. I've got what is my current favorite? Well, you like Super Bon Bon. That's your favorite.
No. I like the first track off of Stellar Hotel.
Oh, that's
Motel.
The
Motel. Stellar I'm sorry, Motel.
That's motel, okay. Not a hotel. It's a motel. The light.
Yeah,
light will keep your heart beating. Oh,
pa 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 pa. That's that really
that
comes
song
out of there
started,
like crazy.
And I'm yep. like I'm in love.
Yep. Yeah, awesome. And I love nice, listen to that.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
Awesome.
The latest
oh, cool.
version awesome. On the I don't know what the name of it is, but it's a black album with white
yes,
print.
Yes, exactly. Oh, Circle Super Bon Bon.
Circle Super. Yeah.
The name of the album is just the title of all the songs on it.
And I didn't know that. I don't think Jess knows. Tell Jess how you came up with the title of your album, Haughty Melodic.
Oh, it's an anagram of Michael Doty.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I'll
all the yeah. letters yeah. are... Yep. Isn't that interesting?
I like that.
And she's a tremendous brunette, of course, so
indeed
I like
she is.
That song and Unsingable Name, and here's Mike now to do it. No, of course not. No, that's no good. No.
No, I didn't bring in an acoustic guitar. I'm really sorry. Otherwise,
are you playing electric tonight now?
Yeah, electric and with a cello player, yeah. No drummer, but electric guitar and a cello player.
Wow.
Really? That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's
going to
be good.
Yeah. Now, have you been doing these, because I'm sort of, I don't know how good of friends he thinks we are, but I kind of know Steve Poltz.
Sure,
and he does these house parties. Do you?
Indeed, yeah, I do them as well. Everyone does them.
Yeah, right.
He does them. Yeah, everybody's doing it.
Right, and then Bob Schneider's another.
Indeed,
he's a better friend than Steve Poltz. Let's go over my friends.
Ooh, let's do that. That's fine. Yeah.
No, but he does the. Bob does. He has a couple of singing songs with people in the room or whatever, and it's a small.
Oh.
Where did that start? Where you were just going from house to house, or it was a
good
idea? Well,
there's actually it's become a somewhat of a circuit, and there are companies that book them now.
Oh, wow.
So they called me, and
really,
and they told me there was a bunch of money in it, basically, for real. They were like, you'll make a lot of money doing this, a lot more than you will playing clubs.
Oh.
And so I was like, well, I'll tell me more.
Tell me more. I'm listening. Yeah.
And they're good. Shows musically, it's good to play without a PA. It can be very intense musically. You can get a really interesting kind of vibe bubbling, but it's also very intense in terms of the fan interaction, and people are really close. And
I would assume so, yeah.
You really need to establish boundaries. Yeah.
So you could get, talk and immediate and intense. Feedback from who you're playing to, I would think.
You have to figure out how to communicate subtly to people that they're watching a show, that you're
right.
not like, you know, at TGI Fridays with them, you know, having a margarita.
Right.
Yeah.
How many people show up at these?
50 to 100.
50 to 100.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And you guys were your big head Todd.
Sure.
You're opening. Were you in Chicago, or was that just you solo in Chicago?
Oh no! Last night was, two nights ago. We opened for Big Head Todd at the House of Blues.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a great. We saw.
We saw Ryan Adams.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very good place.
Very nice venue.
Awesome.
I follow you. I stalk you. Well, I follow you on Instagram.
That's
and all
the idea.
That. What was it? I mean, in the comedic world, I guess. What's the guy's name? Oh, Dane Cook. First one to really institute or incorporate social media and things in getting his brand out there and things like that. Did anyone say, Mike, here's what you're going to have to get an Instagram account. You're going to get a Twitter.
No, I mean, pardon me. I just enjoy doing that stuff. And I think it's hard for social media to be effective if it's not somebody that's really sort of addicted to their phone and really kind of prone to oversharing. And
I think all the way from, you know, a guy like me that's just sort of a middling singer-songwriter to, I mean, clearly Donald Trump enjoys the hell out of tweeting bizarre things to the world. And, you know, anybody that has a real effective social media presence is doing it out of a sense of enjoyment. And, you know, if somebody's just like, you know, come to see my show at the Vogue. It's $5 or whatever it is.
Right, whatever it is.
It tends to come off as really false, and people just aren't interested in reading it.
Right. Now, do you? How did you? Did they just call you, Big Head Todd? The house, they just called you.
Yeah, called me out of the blue. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the way? Do you? I guess it would be a dream come true to tour all the time with good friends of yours.
Sure,
I guess. But. Does that ever, you ever get to do that? Like,
I mean, yeah, we've generally had by we I mean me and Scrap, my cello player, have had great experiences touring with people. I did a tour with Wheatus of the UK and some of Europe last year, I guess October and November. Again, super great people. So, you know, generally you can suss out if somebody's no fun, and you know, you just politely turn them down. But you know, if it's good people, and you know, not just the band, but the crew and the whole kind of system around them, if you can figure out that it's going to be fun to hang out, then that's when you say yes.
Right. What was the biggest change? Because you were with obviously the Soul Coughing and all of that, and now you're a solo, but that's been 15, 20 years?
16, maybe 17, something like that.
But music business in general has changed so much, and it seems like you were right on top of that, how it changed from, I want to buy an album, a vinyl, to a CD, to a
download.
Right.
We just talked about this documentary. Have you seen that documentary?
All Things Must Pass, The Rise and Fall of Tower Records.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that. Yeah.
It's really interesting. Yeah. And in like, I want to say 1999, they made like almost a little over $1 billion. Right. And then in 2003, they were bankrupt. Yeah. And in 1999, the head of Tower, Russell Solomon, said,
sure.
I don't know how this you're going to be able to have music delivered into your home like water coming out of a faucet, but whatever that process is, it's a long way away.
Right.
I mean, what was your? I mean, to get your music, I mean, like you'd like people to buy your music.
Sure.
You're a working, you go to work.
Right.
You need to pay your power bill.
I mean, at this point, what I'd like is for it to be like a line item on your phone bill or your data plan.
Right,
or
why not?
Your cable bill. You know, look at your debit card. You've probably got, you know, you're probably paying for Google Drive and paying. Like, my manager figured out that for 5 years, he'd been paying for AOL dial-up. Because he signed his parents up for AOL.
Oh, my God.
And he ended up paying for AOL dial-up. You know, so like basically what I can I curse on the show?
Sure. Yes. Fucking A.
What I always say is every time you forget to cancel your Amazon, Google, Apple, Android, whatever it is service, another dick from Stanford gets a Tesla. So basically what I would like to see is just people paying for it the way they pay for Hulu or for Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, and
$14.99 a month.
That's right.
Yeah, something like for all.
Honey, the Doty bill's here. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, and there would be exceptions to that. People like Adele and Taylor Swift that could charge people outright.
Yeah, that's
but most
true,
of us would be on whatever the equivalent of Netflix or Hulu is,
right.
And
we'd go with whoever offered us the best deal, who offered us the best placement. I mean, you know, there's a golden age of TV right now. Like there are too many good TV shows to watch.
Oh, yeah. You don't have time enough to watch them.
Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah, I'm still catching up on, like, Breaking Bad. It's like, for real.
Great show.
Yeah.
Great series.
So the Spotify model doesn't really help a guy like you, does it?
No, well, I mean, it helps in terms of people listening. But, you know, you got to understand that, like...
I've been hearing rising water raises all boats a lot, but I don't know if it means all boats, you know what? Yeah.
I just think, like, the movie business and the TV business have been smart and the music business has not. And I don't know why that is, but you know, Spotify. I don't know if they're really sustainable as a company. You know, like I think they're gonna have to charge money eventually to just. I mean, they just went after $500 million in funding. You know, what the hell do they have to buy to keep running? They haven't gone public yet. I mean, it's a fabulous service. I love Spotify.
Sure.
You know, I hope they keep going, but I think, like, you know, they're going to have to become more like Netflix if they want to survive.
Man.
Yeah.
I just don't. And of all the things we've mentioned, like movies and TVs, I think music is, the most primal, the most personal, yeah. The most important of all those things.
It should be the one that's like running water.
Exactly.
It should be the one that you just turn on and turn off and have, you know, access to the way you have access to electricity or Wi-Fi or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It should be like that. And, you know, I mean, for it to be sustainable, people are just going to have to, you know, pony up whatever it is a month. And I think it's coming. I think all these companies are wising up to the fact that, like, we can't really survive as companies unless we, you know, charge. Hulu's like $7.99 a month.
It is.
You know,
and then $11.99, I think, without commercercials for Hulu or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And then if you have two TVs.
That's another. Yeah.
I know all
about
it.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, they have the Spotify Premium, which is $10 a month.
Yes.
And then $5 for each additional members. I know because my daughters would like to have it. I just not jump to that. But I will be. I mean, it's inevitable. I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
But it just didn't seem like, okay, so I spend $10 a month and I listen to
everything.
Yeah. How are you going to make anything? You know?
Oh, if everybody who owned a phone paid $10 a month, $12 a month, we'd all be doing fine.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And look, I'll be doing fine no matter what. I found a zillion ways to make money, and I don't make as much money as I would if it was still the old system.
Right.
I'd rather be making more money. I'd rather have to worry less about that kind of thing. So it's not easy by any means. But the people that are really getting screwed are the kids. Like, if you're the greatest songwriter in the world and you're 25 years old, man, you don't have a shot.
Okay.
You know, like, if you want that guy tending bar or, you know, selling magazines over the phone, like, great, you've got the world in which the next Neil Young has a day job. But, you know, I want that guy writing songs.
Mm-hmm. Right. Get him in there and...
Yeah.
You have to go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I mean, that's where these people get discovered, right?
Well, I mean, in terms of discovery, it's not a bad time to get discovered. I mean, whatever discovery means, you know. It's not a bad time to be good at what you do and find an audience. But, like, I mean, YouTube, like, pays so little it's shameful.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they make Spotify look like Mr. Moneybags.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Oh,
but,
my.
Yeah, you know, but we all should have access to that. That's the way it should be. It's just... You know, you should have a little line item on your debit card.
What's been your experience with record companies? Because that whole business has changed along with how you consume music. But producing a record, getting it done, what has your experience been? Obviously, you were with a group at first, and now you do your own thing. How's that changed for you?
Well, I mean, I work with a distributor now, Megaforce. That's the old heavy metal distributor from the 90s, but now obviously they've branched out a
bit. Right, yeah, a little bit.
And they do fantastic work with artists. Missy Colazzo, who runs the company, is super great. You know, you hire people to do your radio stuff. I hired Jesse Barnett. I'm just like talking industry stuff here. Maybe I shouldn't do that.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's
fine.
Talk whatever you want.
Like inside baseball, but whatever. You know, the companies that I've been working with are great. They just don't, you know, they should be making more money, you know? Everybody should. There's like, you know, like that's the other thing is like people think record companies are these, you know, evil cocaine sniffing whoever's, but, you know, there are people that call up stores and are like, you know, how many posters do you need? And, you know, people that put together mailing lists and, you know, people that are writing emails and making phone calls and they're just people with jobs. You know, and, you know, 95% of them are people with a job just like anybody else's job, and they should have jobs. I don't understand why those guys aren't angrier than anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Why aren't they?
Well, I don't know. I always thought it always sounded wrong when you'd hear iTunes first came out and you buy a song for 99 cents and the artist got maybe 20 of it or something. It always seemed like it was a little off, and I don't know if that was I was getting bad information, but to me, the guy who created it should be getting 70, 75% of it.
Well, but here's the thing. It's always been that way. It was...
I don't know what that is.
They might be doing something. I don't know. I just wonder.
I know what it is. He's testing the sound system. This will take a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay.
I'll just wait.
If you can, it might help. I don't know. Maybe not. Keep the warm in here.
Keeps it warm. We'll make this a photo op. Photo op ready.
Well, that must be the heater. I think it's the heater.
Oh, it's the heater.
So what did? Where were we? Oh, the
iTunes.
You're
just gonna have to use some compression on this.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
So even when back in the day when they sold a record, an actual record, the artist still only got.
I mean, but in any case, nobody really made any royalties. What happens would be that the record company would advance you money.
Right.
It would cover your costs to make it and cover your living expenses, and even people that sold a ton of records wouldn't necessarily make royalties. They would just go back to the record company and get another advance. So that stuff's kind of a red herring of like, oh, what percentage of this do you get? What percentage of that do you get? There just really needs to be money in the system, mm-hmm. and they'll be able to distribute it. It's the way it always worked before, and, I started in Soul Coughing because Warner Brothers was willing to pay for a van and hotel rooms and a sound guy and $20 a day for us to eat fast food. And that was Madonna money, basically. Mm-hmm. So they got the Madonna money and they, obviously Madonna made a lot of money, but they used it to help bands get started. Mm-hmm. That was the system.
So you mentioned Soul Coughing and Circles, mm-hmm. was... I don't know if it was number one, but it should have been, very, very. It's a great song, but it was really popular. I mean, was that like I could go buy a new car now, or a pedigree dog?
Not at all.
Really,
not at all.
Was a while there where whatever radio stations I were Circles was. I mean, it's a great song.
Right. Well, thanks. I mean, I it's a song I'm really proud of. I mean, not a lot of people really enjoy playing the song that everybody knows, which is sad if you don't. But I love that song.
Yeah.
But essentially the way you make money is. When you have something that does very, very well, you kind of capitalize on that throughout your career. So you can get more money for the next things you put out from record companies. Right. You can get bigger guarantees from clubs and from theaters. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily directly from the song that you make your money.
Right.
For instance, like in the visual art world, if you sell a painting for $50... and it auctions off 10 years later for $5 million, you don't get a piece of that $5 million,
right.
but your paintings that you sell after that sell for more and more money.
Right.
So that's essentially how you make your dough.
All right. So now, where are you from? What did your mother and father do?
My dad was in the Army. My mom was a teacher. Grew up mostly in upstate New York. Moved down to New York City when I was 18, the late 80s. Just left New York, moved down to Memphis, Tennessee last March. Yeah.
No kidding. Oh,
wow. Yeah, got out. Got out of the game.
You'd always wanted to get out of New York City. I mean, there was because there's something about being there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, New York's great. I mean, I got it done.
You've done New York.
I got it done, like I wanted to trees and, wanted to be able to buy a larger house and that kind of a thing.
Well, now, and we mentioned Haughty Melodic.
Or what? I don't know.
Yeah, because of that's because looking at the world from the bottom of the well, that was another song, not unlike Circles, that it was very, very. So did you use that to market yourself for using a crude term?
Yeah. I mean, I got on David Letterman with that song.
Right.
Grey's
yeah.
Anatomy. Another song from that album was on Veronica Mars, which was actually the, you know, in terms of like getting fans and keeping
it's
one of the
great
biggest
show.
Things.
It's actually a great show. Yeah.
Unsingable name, Tremendous Brunettes.
I've got it on my White iTunes. Lexus. No, that was a good one. It took me a long time to write. The more time you spend writing the songs, the better the album will be.
There's a great story. I don't know if you've seen the Eagles documentary.
No, not yet.
But it's like 4 hours, and it seems like an hour and a half. But J.D. Souther and Glenn Frey lived upstairs, and Jackson Browne lived downstairs.
Oh, wow.
And J.D. Souther says, I hate Doctor My Eyes because I had to listen to it every day for 6 months, and Jackson Browne would be getting it.
Sure.
Is that your process, or do you once you get it, you go, that's it, it's great, let's go?
Oh, it always tends to change. I mean, it changes even after it's on a record. It changes as you play it show to show and year to year. So yeah, it's like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've noticed that you've gone back and redone songs like you like we were talking about. You did Circles and the St. Louise.
Sure.
That's out most recently is very different than the one that was earlier. Is that just something you've always wanted to do with all your songs?
I mean, like, I guess the guys I really, not that I learned music from directly, but the sort of older brother figures that sort of I learned for how to make a life in music from were jazz musicians. And they would, just in the tradition of jazz, you reinterpret songs, you re-record them, you do them live differently than you do them on the first record, and these songs just sort of have like a rolling life. Whoa.
Yeah.
I caused that.
A rolling life.
But yeah, I mean, there's a tradition in that genre of things being re-recorded and being rearranged, and I definitely like that.
And I think it's evident off your newest album because there's a lot of collaborations that obviously can't travel with you.
Right.
And so there's, by default, I'm guessing you have a different arrangement. And those have a little bit more of a, I don't know what you would call it, but they definitely have more of a hip-hop, techno-y influence.
Funky.
Funky. Yeah. There we go. Funky.
Funky.
Yeah, no, sort of like modern hip-hop kind of related to trap music and bounce music. The guy Good Goose that produced it, sort of came out of that world, so it's very influenced by that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
Mm. Now, did you, when I, you told me about his latest album, was that?
Yes, I did.
Was that distributed in a conventional way, or did you?
It was. I mean, it was, it's on the streaming services as well, but yeah, we absolutely made solid.
I found it on RDO. RDO's now gone. Rest in peace.
It is?
Yes. I loved RDO. It was honestly the best
one.
Is
that like losing a good friend? Is that
in a way, yeah. I mean, that was where I first... I mean, I listened to it the morning it came out. You know, awesome. Those are the kind of things that are pretty fun. It's like, wake up, and I'm like, I know it dropped last night.
Exactly. Yeah.
And boom, I had it.
Yeah, so. There you go.
That is I knew that the business, the record business, because I've been in radio since 1976 and playing music and then personality driven and junk like that.
Sure.
And, but when I knew that something was going to have to change when you would go into a movie and hear a song on a soundtrack, and then as you're walking to the parking lot, you're downloading it onto your phone
right.
and then you're listening to it in your car on the way home.
I think everything's great about living in the future except the money. And I think that's bound to change.
Yeah.
I just don't know what companies are going to be smart enough to go with that change. And you got to remember, you know, the tech companies, they rise and fall like that.
Right.
You know, like tell me in the 90s that you would think Microsoft would be an also-ran and Apple would be the biggest company in the world.
Yep.
Google would be bigger than Yahoo. Right. Whatever these things are. You know, that MySpace would be a wasteland 10 years ago.
That's true.
You know, and they happen overnight.
Yeah. I wonder, I guess Twitter's on the downfall or something, and Instagram's rising.
I'm glad MySpace is gone. All of my bad college decisions are documented
there you go.
On MySpace.
There you go.
Where would you like to, what's your dream venue to play? I mean, would it be like Bonnaroo or Bonnaroo? Were you at Bonnaroo?
I've been at Bonnaroo a couple of times.
Right.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just like playing. I guess, I just like a listening environment where everyone's super engaged in the music and less engaged in, you know, talking to their friends or whatever.
Yeah. So like the Apollo.
It's a bad joke. Sorry. A lot of talking. Sorry. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why you like the living room gigs. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the living room. There's a trade-off in the intensity of the people getting really close to you, but intimacy-wise, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. But it's not like you necessarily need that to have an intimate show. You can have an intimate show in a big theater. It's just a question of the spirit in the room and whether or not people are listening and engaged in what's happening around them and feeling connected to everybody.
How far into the show do you know, like, this is going to be awesome?
Oh, immediately.
Oh, my God. Immediately.
Oh, immediately, yeah. 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 Like, so immediately. Like,
like some, something like, okay, we're going down the tubes.
Oh, when you know, I mean, it's easy to know when it's going to go good, but when it goes badly, I guess you know by the second song if somebody's talking, you know. Yeah.
It's a bachelorette party, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly can be.
Most often. Yeah. Most often.
We'd have to ask, can you recall some hell gigs, either recent or when you're up and coming, I assume, but...
Yeah, I mean, no, you know, like, my attitude is that I'm working for the crowd that night.
Yeah.
And if I come to a club and everyone's partying and talking, it's like, great, I'll just play the songs. Obviously I'd rather have a quiet environment, but, you know, so it goes. What's frustrating is when you play to a room of people and there's like five people and the staff of the venue won't shut them up. Mm-hmm. That's really that really drives me crazy, because it's like, it's not my job to be the librarian from the stage. It's like all the people who paid money to hear music, you're messing up their night, and they got a babysitter and they had to park somewhere, and you know, and you're letting some drunken idiot like ruin somebody's night.
Why did you look at me when you said drunken idiot?
I don't know.
Are you aware of this club? Bob Schneider told me about this club, and I think, who was in it? I think Steve Poltz is in it, but they send phrases to each other.
Yeah, his songwriting club. Yeah,
songwriting club.
I was always a part of that, but I never participated. I always was
I was a part of that, but I never participated.
Because it would be, he would send emails out, and everyone would send their submissions in, and you know, every round I'd be like, Bob, I'm in. And this time I'm in. This time I'm going to do it. And he would start setting it out, and then I would never do anything. Yeah.
It's hard to say no to Bob.
It's hard to say no. Yeah.
It would be so hard.
Okay. Sorry. Easy. Back it up. All right.
To make up for the hell gig question, conversely, can you recall a show that
you didn't want it to end.
In a way, or here my bigger question from an artistic standpoint, the crowd was so great that it took you somewhere and you did something you hadn't done live, or in a way live, or you challenged yourself in a way. I mean, does that happen, I guess?
Sure. I mean, me and Scrap, my cello player, are really, I mean, we've been playing together for, I think it's like a dozen years now, and we just end up doing weird stuff in the middle of every song. And, you know, I guess, you know what a really good gig is City Wineries. There's one in Chicago, there's one in New York, there's now one in Nashville, but it's turning into a chain. A guy that actually was my boss at the Knitting Factory a million years ago, Michael Dorf, it's his brainchild, and they're really good, and they're like, you know, people go and they're treated like grown-ups, and the food's good, and it's not like you gotta put up with the bullshit of some club like shoving you around and not telling you what time the act's going on, and you know, so like those, if he put up one in every city, I would do a club solely, do a tour solely of City Wineries. Yeah.
Are you've got anything coming out anytime soon? He said, hopefully.
I mean, I'm always working on stuff. I you know, whenever I start talking about it, it changes. So I try not to talk about it. So I can have some reasonable control over what I'm doing.
Right. Right.
What made you move to Memphis?
I just loved it. It was going to be Austin or Nashville, and a friend of mine, Jay Russo from Mercury Rev, had done some work down there, and he told me about it, and I just fell in love with it.
Sun Studios isn't still open.
Oh, it's very much still.
It's still.
Yeah, it's a museum by day and a studio by night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I guess I didn't know it was still a functioning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
100%.
I bet there's got to be a vibe there.
Oh, my God. Incredible.
Energy, can you imagine?
Yeah. No, I've never worked there. But
just being there would.
Oh, yeah. No, you know, I mean, certainly I intend to. Also, Royal, where Al Green recorded. Ardent, where Big Star recorded, like all those places are still very active. Guys that played with the great soul acts of the 70s are still around and playing shows, and yeah, it's a thing.
And Chick, you might not know this, but the Memphis Zoo has a panda.
Does it really?
Yes, it does.
I love pandas.
He loves
there
pandas.
You go. Come to Memphis.
Evidently, though, they're very cross. They're but not very happy.
They might be hiring a panda. What do they call it? A panda codler or handler? Or
wrangler.
Wrangler?
Panda wrangler.
A panda wrangler.
They do. And did you know this? In China, they have people who, there are so many pandas, you can be a panda
they
nanny.
A panda nanny.
Wow.
Where the newborn pandas are taken care of, and they're like,
Do their mothers reject them? Why do they have to be taken care of?
I don't know. There are just so many pandas, I guess. Wow. They feed them with bottles and everything, and I can't.
Their mothers are alcoholics.
I think one morning I might have said I wanted to be a panda.
I'm into it.
Where do we get Mike Doty music and .coms and stuff
like that? Yeah, MikeDoty.com, but basically Spotify. Spotify's your best bet. Spotify and Apple Music, you know, all them places, you know, and I make vinyl of everything.
Right, right.
So, you know, I mean, vinyl.
We've got a great music store, Luna Music and Indie CD and vinyl, actual physical records. You go in and hold them and look at them. And you can.
They're fun to shop for, man.
Yeah.
Just going and buying them, flipping through the racks.
Go through the bins.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, last summer I did a tour of United Press. They're in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Really cool. Yeah. Like the coolest tour I've ever been on.
Yeah.
And just the history of the building, because they had to build some apartments for people, and then they took us and walked us right down the line as they were pressing the records. It was pretty neat.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like I stepped back into like 1960 something.
Sure.
Yeah.
So do we have your permission to use our
Of course.
Okay.
No, of course you do.
That's why we had you on. Because
Bob said you'd say it was okay, but
of course. Yeah, of course
we played. We played St. Louis last week, and what did we play at the start of? Somebody asked us what that song was at the start. It might have been the updated Super Bon Bon.
That one.
No, really. I love that one. We started the podcast. Is it 4 years this summer?
Three.
No, you came in.
I think it's four.
He came in and said, "Have you heard this?" And then he started playing.
Well,
it.
No, you brought up Mike initially, and him and Bob were the two you wanted to have.
Oh,
on.
That's true. That's exactly right.
And would play
and
music now
had,
and then.
And then we had Bob on the show, and you were like, "Hey, Bob, you got any music that you would really recommend?"
Oh, and
who
he
did he say?
Mike
and you were like, "I already know about
Mike. I don't know about Mike. I know about Mike."
Yeah, Bob's been really nice to me. Yeah, truly. Great.
Do you do any bus songs? As
like
we call
songs
it, like,
just for you.
They're comedic, comedic nature.
No, not really.
Okay.
No.
I mean, your songs are kind of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I should have gotten on Bob's songwriting club thing because I would have written a million.
Because Bob does the what is Batman? You can call me Bob. Oh, you can call me Bob. Batman, but you.
Oh yeah. I know that one.
All right.
Do you have any comedian friends?
I have a ton of comedian friends.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Was that right?
Who are they? I might know them.
Kurt Brownoller, Paul F. Tompkins, Christian Shaw.
Christian Shaw. She's on Last Man on Earth. She's hilarious.
Yep. She's amazing.
Yeah. I love her.
Eugene Merman, Liam McEnany.
I just started following him after he got married. I love him.
Who, Merman?
Yes, I have such Merman's a crush
great.
On him.
He's been in my car.
Merman's great.
Has he really?
Yeah.
He picked up Merman.
Oh, wow.
I took him and Posehn back to the hotel once. Yeah.
Posehn's a troublemaker. No, I don't know if he's or not.
No, I mean, I had some. I just had a ton of friends in New York that were in comedy. More friends in comedy than music. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
What's the comedy burb? Is it Astoria or whatever? Is that where they all live?
Astoria, Queens.
Astoria. Yeah,
sure. Astoria.
All of our friends live there.
Yeah.
I mean,
it really is where all the comedians live.
Yeah.
like for real, it's where they all live. Yeah.
Well, Mike, thank you very much.
Next time you come through, we'll do it maybe in
a studio or something. You can bring your guitar.
Indeed.
And
that would be great.
Do some songs.
That would be great.
Awesome.
Mike Doty's been our guest. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much. Right.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
you guys. Thank you so much. Thanks. All right.
All right.
That was Mike Doty.
That was Mike Doty. Mike Doty needs less noise than I do. I need more noise. Can I get a little volume?
Oh, can you
volume?
Get, turn his microphone, her headphones
on. Is that better? Is that better?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you think of the new setup we got here?
This isn't new.
No, well, this is
actually, this is the original setup, if you look at the three of us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason.
This is the OG motherfucker.
The OG motherfucker.
See, I was gonna try not to cuss.
Oh, well, I can cuss. They think I'm an asshole anyway. So
I meant to tell.
You know, we might be able to pick up some of the sound check. That'll
listen,
be fun.
Listen, well, probably, I think we are right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did
that's
you
probably,
hear the
if
drums?
It's drums, it's Big Head Todd.
That's me on drums.
Is it? Oh,
yeah. Do you think they were? Do you think they were not sound checking because we were back here recording?
I can't imagine.
I feel like.
Oh, I feel horrible if that's the case.
Well, we didn't do it too long.
We did like 35 minutes. Or
I had so
like
many
that.
Questions I could ask Mike.
Really?
Like what? I'll answer them as Mike.
I think
has he ever busted a Starbucks?
Oh, busting up a Starbucks!
Yes,
right,
he's got
that's
the
a
song.
Great, that's a great song.
Ooh, that's true.
Do you know he has that tremendous brunette song? You know.
Yes, I was. Yeah. That was one of my questions actually. I wanted to kind of ask him. He did a thing with Rosanna Cash. I was going to ask him about that.
He did.
Yes.
Get him back in here. Ask him about Rosanna.
Hey, real quick. I'm going to take this microphone out. Hey, I know you're in the middle of sound check, but can you ask him? Can you answer this question for me?
That was very nice of him to stop on a show day and come back here and talk to us.
He has a lot of energy, I can tell.
Yeah, you remember that
I think
time.
We got him sitting down just as long as we possibly
probably
could
get. Yeah.
You know what I've been trying to do is not say everything that's been popping into my mind.
Oh, praise God.
Because
I don't like this chick.
Because, no.
You
he
like
was,
it when he says everything that
yes,
pops into his mind?
Yes.
Because
you know
one,
what?
Of the, one of the questions I was going to ask Mike was, do you remember...
Oh, God.
Jess.
No.
Baby Jess.
His hands are on Jess's.
She
Jess's
said.
Jess's what?
Vulva. Vulva.
Shoulder. Shoulder.
Vulva, vulva.
Did somebody say vulva?
Say shoulder. I thought your vulva's in. Oh, no, that's your uvula.
Uvula. Which I
had
an infected uvula one time.
You did. It
you
was horrible. I saved your life, as
yeah,
I recall.
My little sister wanted to have this part of her ear pierced right here.
Oh, that's weird.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the little part, the middle.
The
uvula of the ear.
The nub in your ear, yeah.
Yeah, I called her. She was like, "What's that called?" I was like, "When you go to the piercing place, tell them it's your vulva."
Jessica. And she
Jessica.
Bought it.
And she told my dad she was getting her vulva pierced.
Oh my God, I'm speechless. It went that far.
Oh, it did.
But
it was
did your
beautiful.
Dad? Did your dad know? Have you talked to your sister? Did he know where
I
it came
I don't even
from?
Know how the conversation went. I was just so. Delighted that she was like, okay,
that's
vulva,
funny.
I'll tell him.
Anyway, I don't know what song we were listening to that was by Mike Doty, but little bit over here was really into it. I mean, she was like, oh, yeah, this is a great song.
I love Na Na Nothing. That's a great
that's
one.
Oh, I do not.
Yeah.
Vegetables, great.
Tightrope, I'm up.
Weird
tight
Summer.
Rope. I love
tightrope,
that song.
Tightrope. And then you saw Mike's picture, and you go, is that him? And I go, yeah, that's Mike Doty. And you go, boy, he doesn't look like he sounds at all. Remember that?
Would you think that?
I'd seen pictures of him a long
already,
time ago.
Yeah.
But he looked exactly... Sometimes when you meet someone, like, oh, they don't look anything. You know, height usually is different. Something's different. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly. I agree. Because I came through the side door, and he held the door open for me. And I was like, do I say that I... Hey.
Oh, yeah. He's taller than I thought he was.
Yeah.
Hey, much taller.
Yeah.
He's like a foot taller than I thought he was.
Yeah?
A foot taller.
You know who he could be brothers with? Pete the Planner.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He looks like Pete the Planner.
He's a little less gingery than Pete.
Is he a redhead?
Less obnoxious.
You know what else?
Pete's not obnoxious.
Yeah,
Pete's obnoxiously smart.
That was a joke.
He's obnoxious.
I love Pete.
His kids are obnoxious.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I'm kidding.
They're ugly.
Pete. Oh, that's a good podcast you guys should download.
Ollie has a podcast. Mm-hmm.
Pete the Planner podcast, of course, but...
also,
of course.
Ollie Talks.
Ollie's
Wisdom.
Ollie Wisdom.
Ollie's Wisdom. His daughter is doing
She's
a podcast.
Adorable. Here,
can I give you a...
Do it. Go. You just
I
had lunch with
think
him.
Think of any way to stop
hey,
you.
Hey, do you guys remember that podcast a couple weeks ago when we were trying to guess who Jason was having lunch with?
It was Pete the Planner.
Who did you think it was with? Did you say?
I thought it was Derek Schultz.
No.
I thought it was that weird comedian that... from Carmel that moved. Who did I think it was?
Easily? Dan Davidson.
Dan Davidson.
I don't even know Dan.
I didn't fucking
no
know.
No one really knows Dan.
No. Here's a little bit. I have a little bit of admission.
Oh.
That I want to stay friends with Pete.
Because?
Just to see how Ted ends up.
He's such a unique, fun little kid. I want to know what happens to Ted.
You know,
and
Ted,
his life journey.
Here's the thing, we really don't like you. We just want to know how Ted's going to turn out.
Ted and Ollie.
He's
going to
do something. Ollie's going to.
How
be
do I say that? How do I say that?
They are opposites, but they're perfectly wonderfully.
But they
opposite.
Were both so round when they were babies.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Oh
and
yeah.
Now they're
when
just
he posts pictures of Ollie.
Ollie
she's
is
like
a baby.
Little baby bowling ball.
Yeah, and so's Ted.
Oh, Ted.
But they're both
so.
They're both getting shooting
but
up
Ted,
and getting taller.
Best head of hair ever. They got to enter him in like the Hamilton County Fair head of hair. They don't even have the.
Do
county
they still
fair.
Do that? The beautiful
not
baby.
Hamilton County.
The beautiful baby.
No, they just go to the
what
mall.
What a beautiful baby.
Yeah. What a beautiful baby. What a beautiful. Let's stick him in the middle of this roundabout.
Which one?
I don't know.
There's only 74.
There's so many beautiful babies and yet so many roundabouts.
And not enough roundabouts. What are we talking about, Pete?
Now, would there be a live baby in each roundabout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll
like
rotate them. They
rotate them.
In each roundabout?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
so
like its own little baby pen.
Mm-hmm. Would there be... like a raised platform so you could see the babies as you go around?
It'd be like the 70s girls in the cages, you know, dancing. They would put the babies in the cages.
Oh, like at the go-go bars.
Yeah, the kids would just throw their arms out like this.
Yeah. I like it.
All right.
Yeah.
I got to tell you guys, my head is killing me because
I can tell your face.
Did you
get him some water?
No, I was so nervous about...
We didn't even offer Mike Doty water.
And we stopped at
Target
to get water.
Jason made us go to Target and get 2 cases of water.
Do you realize what I'm running over here?
Yeah.
All you guys have to do is talk, and Chick has to cancel out of something on his computer that worries me every 3 minutes.
It keeps asking me. It keeps asking me if I want my Wi-Fi.
Turn the Wi-Fi.
Hey, did you guys?
Off.
Today's February 8th, 9th. What's today? Someone? Anybody?
9th,
2016.
It's National Pizza Day.
I heard Pancake Day.
I heard Pizza Day.
I heard Pancake Day.
Well, in all honesty, they both start with a P,
sure,
so I could
go
be
for
wrong.
It.
Well, we're right next to Big Ten. It's not Big Ten Pizza. What is it now? Hot Box Pizza.
Hot Box Pizza.
Hot Box.
It used to be Big Ten Pizza.
It used to be a lot of things.
I'm worried
and
that we're not recording.
It's fat and it's Fat Tuesday.
Are we going to go have... We just ate.
It is.
It's Fat Tuesday. You're missing the point. We just ate. It means we eat again.
I guess.
Wow, tomorrow's Ash Wednesday, huh?
Ash Friday, whichever one you want to roll.
Ash Friday.
Do you think
Ash
the Latter-day Saints celebrate Ash Friday because they're later in the day, so it'd be later in the week? It wouldn't be Wednesday, it'd be Friday. Doesn't that make sense?
Well, I think
that
would be...
with all the wives?
I think that'd be latter week.
No, those are the Mormons, but they don't do that
No,
anymore,
Latter-day
right?
Saints have wives, too.
Saints,
what's their weird thing?
I think the Latter-day Saints and the Mormons are the same thing.
It is.
I don't really know religions.
I practice a strict Jessism.
Ain't that the truth?
I'm Chick Gnostic.
I told the baby the other day, he kept going, I need you. I need you. And I said, I don't know if you know how I work with men, but the closer you get to me, the further I want you away. So if you could just go in the other room, that would be helpful.
Ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that terrible? Mm. Yeah. But he goes, okay. So far.
Well, there you go.
Here's why Jess and I have always gotten along very well.
Wait a minute. Hold it. What's going on?
No, I've never needed anything from her.
Never. Never needed anything
from
her.
That's the key. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I go home, there's enough neediness. I got three.
You got three females.
Yeah, they're fine.
Did anybody ever call you needy little fuck?
Oh, well, now we're going back to lunch.
So think about this room we're in.
And how many people and who've been in here?
I've seen a lot of shows.
Have you?
Here. A lot of shows.
I'm so sad. I'm gonna try to make it. Unless you want to go, do you want to go?
What?
The East Hills.
Oh, at the White Rabbit?
No, yeah, the White Rabbit.
I have it on my calendar at home. Can you get me in?
I can get you in.
I just wanted. That's not a real big venue, which
it's
is
not.
Great. I think it's fine. It's actually doing it. It's just not
it's
showing
album
it. It's
an album release party.
Yeah, that one song they did with the Roadmaster guy or whatever, they redid it.
They did.
Mothers and Fools, Fools and Mothers, whatever.
Yes.
Because they played that for us.
Way back in the day.
And then they released an album, and it wasn't on there.
It wasn't.
And I was ticked, so I just
made my own copy
from ours. But this new version is even better.
It's way better. It's way more better.
Let's do this. Let's take a break.
What?
We'll play a Mike Doty song.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll come back, and I'll tell you about Chick's Vodka. And I do have to pee.
FYI, the toilet seats are very cold.
I don't sit down on the toilet seat.
Okay, if
I'm
that's
a
what
boy.
You want to tell people, it's fine.
All right, I do sit down on the toilet seat, but I don't want to tell anybody about that. Thank you for listening.
If it's dark at night, I sit down.
Well, you don't want to piss everywhere.
No.
I mean, that's just good manners.
I'm not going to clean that up.
We'll be right back.
Sound like spring break to me.
Don't let me get ahead of myself. It sounds like there's seven kids there.
Seven kids, two moms.
You're going to have to play zone.
We are.
You can't go man to man.
But here's the thing. So Jesse's been, our parents started dating when we were four or five.
And you're both named Jessica.
We're both named Jessica. We're the same age.
One's blonde, one's brunette.
Yeah, yeah. And Jesse Dale, Jesse Prosser.
Same age.
6 months, I think, difference.
Did she want you to say Jesse Dale?
I don't know.
Probably not.
So, yeah, we're taking all of our kids on spring break.
Why is my mic so low?
Because sometimes you're loud.
It's
Sure. Are you coming back on the podcast?
No.
I'm on it right now.
Everybody's coming on the podcast. The kids.
You keep saying
that. Who started that term, the kids?
I don't think it was any of us.
Really? I think it was Joni, right?
Oh, you're talking about the kids as the...
The Bob and Tom kids.
Oh, I think Chick did.
I started.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he did.
I took the kids
Gracie,
out.
Jeffy, and Sprinkle?
Yeah.
Jeff, I'm going to do Jeffy. I got Sprinkle. I'm going to... You know, I started Sprinkle. And now Tom started
Sprinkle's
calling him
good.
Sprinkle.
I like Sprinkle.
Mr. Sprinkle. He calls him Mr. Sprinkle.
Mr. Sprinkle. And I'm gonna start Jeffy. I like Jeffy.
I think Mr. Sprinkle.
And
correct
Gracie.
Me if I'm wrong on that.
Yeah.
I don't know about Gracie. I'm not sure about Gracie. Well, maybe Gracie. Gracie's almost like my daughter, so it's kind of weird for me to talk this way about her.
Yeah. All
right.
But I think Jeffy and Mr. Sprinkle are definitely having sex.
Together?
No, not together, with different people.
Well, yeah, they are.
What? Why am I the last one to find out? They're children. They're not supposed to be having sex.
Have you seen Sprinkle's Snapchat? He did a topless Snapchat with his G friend feeding him oatmeal cream pies.
He was
why I saw it.
Oh, and I tried to get it out. And now you're bringing it up.
I know. And I said, you know what?
He was giggling. So, he was so happy.
He was
oatmeal cream pie.
That's it.
God, I know.
But
I know.
Really, you know, you guys, it took me a couple of days. I was like, what is going on? Like, there's something that's changed in him. Like, he has a degree of confidence. And I'm just like, what is, like, there's something. He's getting it regular.
Getting it on the regular.
He's, as we used to say, he got his dick wet. I rarely do that to Jess.
No,
I got a good one.
That's a good one.
I was going to say hitting the bush or whatever, but...
God, hitting the bush, that's...
That's
funny.
Terrible. Getting that's so
wet.
Old.
I was trying to think of something
that's
that would
so
be grotesque.
Old. I just had a conversation with a friend.
We used to call it getting mud for your turtle. But
that's
that
the
implies...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That implies anal, and that's not...
Oh!
You don't
want to
get mud.
No bueno. No bueno.
Mud. See,
I'm going to quote my good friend Jason that I shared an office with.
Yeah.
Why would you want to go there when you're so...
Whoa.
So close to heaven.
The most perfect,
place on the planet. Why would you want to go someplace so gross and dirty when you're so close to the most beautiful place on the planet?
Well, in some cases.
Sometimes it happens on accident.
That's right. It could happen on that.
Or by necessity.
Oops.
Oh, or necessity.
Because
there's other things
when
you
there's
can
option,
do.
When
the best place on earth has been condemned.
It's all condemned.
There's a
it's
like, there's
all,
like yellow.
I hate
a yellow police.
I hate
yellow
both tape. Of you. I hate both of you right now. Awful. You're terrible. What is it? What is it that makes you boys turn into just 13-year-old kids when it comes to this?
The Off the Air podcast brought to you by Chick's Vodka.
Mm.
Available in Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa at any liquor store. It should
all
be.
The liquor stores.
And if it's not, ask them. You grab the person by the collar. Where's Chick's Vodka?
Look, you son of a...
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Or you can order online, and they deliver to...
You know what you guys should do? You should take a selfie of you...
Select areas.
...with the liquor store manager by the collar and send it to Chick.
Tweet it to me, and I'll retweet it.
Yeah, and he'll retweet it, and then we'll know that you're working for us.
I want my Chick's vodka.
Yeah.
Vodka.
Vodka. Yeah?
Am I drunk?
Vodka.
Like I think the most effective way is to walk in...
I want my MTV.
Ask.
I want my Maple.
Say, I want it, and if they don't have it, walk your ass out.
Walk it out.
Go to the next liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can order it online at binnies.com, BINNYS.com, and maybe they deliver to your area.
What are we going to take to get Ohio on the map for you?
Ohio,
I mean, that's only your home
state.
Here's the thing.
But it would be, do you know, like.
And you could drive through and get it.
You could drive through.
You could hit a drive through. You sure
we should start a Chick's drive through.
You can start a meth lab in any state in the United States
easier.
Then you can sell liquor in some states, get liquor started in some states.
You know they don't regulate meth.
It's insane how crazy it is that you have to talk to people before you can get your vodka available. I take it personally each and every way. Each and every time I hear it, I get upset.
Ooh, got it. Oh,
it's a sound check, y'all.
Sound check, yo.
We're backstage. That's Big Ed Todd and the Monsters.
You don't know how long I've wanted to.
Oh.
Bittersweet. That's
a
really good song.
To have a good time. No.
It's all right.
to have a good. No, that's not the right song.
Should we play back? We got Mike Doty on the by playing his music. We finally hooked up.
Do you think Todd's here?
I think and that is that who came in here and asked for a bottle of water?
And his big head? You think he's here?
Who came in here and asked for a bottle of water earlier?
Isn't Big Head Todd, isn't he a Native American?
I don't know.
I think he is.
I don't know.
I hate it when you do this.
I think, look it up.
Do you want me to go look? Do you want me to look on stage?
You can tell on sight if he's a Native American?
Well, I can tell you're a jackass by sight.
Miss Pat, missed call.
We'll call her back later.
Wait a minute.
Do you know the story? Do you know what's going on with me and Miss Pat?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to Beyonce.
Yeah, that.
She and I are going to.
You know who you need to take with you?
Oh, man.
Who?
Caitlin.
Caitlin who?
Oh, Kopetsky. Man Hotel.
I don't know her.
Yes, you do know
I had
her.
One podcast with her. She's too tall. She makes me nervous.
She's awesome.
Is she?
I love Caitlin.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she would be friends?
She's very genuine.
Yeah?
And she's a real person.
Yeah.
And she's tall.
That makes me nervous, Jason. You know how I feel about tall
people.
6'4". And he has a wiener, not a vagina. Vaginas on tall people make me nervous.
Oh.
I am a vagina.
And what I mean
I don't
is
have one.
Inferior.
You see the difference.
Inferior is what I mean.
Okay. I wouldn't.
Here, I'm going to look up Big Head Todd and his. If he's
Bittersweet's the song.
Native American or not.
Ask Siri.
No, I don't talk to Siri.
He only talks to Alexa.
I talk to Alexa. I dig Alexa. I don't.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Alexa.
He's way too much digging on
the
Alexa.
The Super Bowl commercial was eh.
I didn't like
it.
It
was okay.
That much.
It was okay. I'm not a big. Right. I'm not a Missy Elliott fan. That didn't help.
Miss Pat said Missy Elliott's lips look like the bumper of a Prius.
I'm just saying Dan Marino and Missy Elliott aren't hanging out.
Well, no, of course not.
No, but she's hanging out with.
Alec Baldwin
and Jason, what's his name? Schwartz?
Arugula? I don't know.
Jason Schwartz. Schwartzman.
Sure.
That's who it is.
Jason, will you stop? I'm looking up.
Listen
She's hitting
me.
My hand and I can't function. Okay, wait a minute. I'm looking up. I have Big Head Todd on my phone. Okay, there's a B. Hang on. Do you remember how they were really popular there for a little bit, right?
See, when you say things like that, you sound like a dick.
Why?
Like this
Broken Hearted Savior. That's
yeah,
the song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Broken Hearted Savior. That's the big hit.
And Bittersweet. I'm
and it's
you.
All right. It's all right and Bittersweet. Now, did you look up and see if he was a Native American, Big Head Todd?
No, I'm looking at memes. What did you need me to do something?
What meme are you looking at?
Hey, but well, by the way, if you're a friend of...
It's Charles Barkley going, that's terrible.
if you're a friend of Jess, okay, and
that's the if I could only speak.
If
in
you're
memes,
tired of,
I have a keyboard.
Receiving memes.
I have a keyboard that's just memes, so I could respond to everything you ever say to me
that's
with just
wrong.
Memes. No, it's beautiful.
That's wrong.
Uh huh.
She sends the.
The most inappropriate meme.
She really
I love
does.
It.
Boulder
I love it.
Big Head Todd's from Boulder, Colorado.
But Chick thinks it's funny.
Rock band formed in 1984.
Do you want me to go look? Do you want me to see if they're on stage?
How can you line up?
What?
Todd Park Moore. He must have the big head. Vocals. Brian Nevin, Rob Squires. Hello, Squire. Jeremy Lawton and Hazel Miller.
I like that name, Hazel.
There's a broad in the band.
How do you know?
It's Hazel.
Hey, do you guys think Tom's having a boy?
Yeah, never mind.
Okay.
Broken Hearted Savior is one of my favorite songs ever.
Jason will talk to me.
I think it's going to be another girl.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a boy.
You think it's a boy?
I think it's a boy, and I think he knows it's a boy.
I think he knows it's a boy, too.
Oh, so you got, you're on the inside.
I
and
think.
No, during the break, Tom will give hints. Tom cannot
he was
keep
only,
a secret.
No. He was only giving boy names this morning.
You know that's how he good, talks yeah, and point. He tries to hide stuff. Can you give me another bottle of water and be quick about it? When he talks to hide stuff, and
I
he
got it.
When he
watch your ears,
and then he, I wanted her to kill her head, snap back. Thank you, darling. I think he did slip. It said he a couple times.
Okay,
I think he. Yeah.
But they weren't gonna find out.
Yeah,
whatever.
Maybe they did find out, or maybe he just knows.
No, he said they weren't going to.
I want to have a baby.
Maybe he asked the chick wants to have a baby. Did you know that?
Can you think about this?
I'm gonna go buy a baby.
Oh, Jason. I've
Tom and I
it.
Are 20 years apart.
20 years.
I've been done having babies for 12 years.
12 years.
He's
He's not done.
Here's my point, and I don't think we've said this on the podcast yet, but here's my point. Here's what life is.
Yeah.
When you're not ready to have babies, you're up to your fucking ass in them. When you're not ready to have babies, you're up to your ass in them. When you're ready to have babies, you can't have babies.
There's nobody to have babies with.
It's fucking bullshit, is what it is.
Can you put your lid on your water, please?
I'm afraid Chick's going to end up buying a baby. You remember when I went on vacation?
Buying a baby? Is that what you just said?
Do you remember when I went on vacation and he got a dog?
Hang on.
Yeah. Remember that?
I'll tell him.
I'm afraid next time I leave, I'm going to come back, he's going
to
have a baby.
You remember when she went on vacation, I had a nervous breakdown, so I had to buy a dog to preoccupy myself? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing this time. She's going to Florida. I'm going to get a baby.
But no. You're new chick. We had this discussion at lunch.
At lunch?
Yeah.
At lunch?
You're new chick.
Wait a minute. Or I could sit on my deck and stare at the sky. I think I might
with
do
your
that.
Two existing dogs two existing that are basically dogs. Babies.
They are babies.
They're the worst.
You know what?
So I was over there Saturday.
Jason, I know that you and I have a few things in common, not a lot of things, but we care. We love each other. We appreciate the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are not dog people. And I know that's bad to say, but we're not dog people.
What do you mean you're not dog people?
We don't have dog. Well,
I've never had a dog as an adult.
Yeah.
And I've barely been an adult, but yeah, I just.
But in the Bob and Tom's in the Bob and Tom world, if you don't have a dog,
right,
you're
right.
frowned upon.
Yes, yes.
That's true.
I'm disrespected.
I have a dog. Yes, you are.
I am disrespected is what you're trying to say.
And Sprinkle is with us too, and I have a dog that was actually my brother's dog, and he moved out and he left his dog. He left his dog.
Oh, currently?
Yeah, currently.
Yes, gotcha.
But here's the thing.
They're good babies.
What we got to do now is I'm about to become a dog person because we have to find a seizure dog for Addie.
I'm about to.
So I'm about to become a dog person.
You know, that might be something that maybe, is there a discount seizure dog out there?
Discount?
Discount seizure dog.
How does that
cost
happen?
Even more, Chick.
Well, no, the discount seizure, no, the regular seizure dogs are.
22 G's.
$22,000.
Woo!
Yeah, 22 G's. I don't know if that's insured or not.
I think Ruby could be a seizure dog if somebody would teach her.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing with Ruby. If she comes back to the hooker house,
yeah,
honey's going to eat her.
That's true.
She has a post-traumatic stress disorder when she comes back to my
house. Can I tell you my theory on Honey and Ruby? Honey doesn't know
that
Ruby's
a
dog. Honey thinks Ruby's like a rabbit.
Oh, sure.
I swear, because Honey and Monkey got along fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because Monkey looks like a dog. And Ruby looks like a bunny rabbit.
Monkey's also the dumbest dog.
That's not true.
What sort of therapy dog would Mrs. Monkey be?
She's just lower on intelligence than some dogs.
She'd be like a drunk assist dog. Somebody come home and pass out, and she'd be like, I'll just lick your face.
I love you.
I love you. I'm going to lick your face so you don't die.
Mama's home. I love her.
I'll lick that alcohol out of you.
Yum.
You know, I've talked about this on the other show. I come around the corner, and if you're real quiet, you stand in the kitchen, and before you turn the alarm off, and you listen, Monkey and Ruby are talking about me.
They are? Hey,
you need a
of,
microphone in there. Is
did
what you,
you
need.
Know that there's a microphone? Somehow there's a microphone that records, like, oh, I know what it was.
If you start talking, the microphone will kick on.
No, that's not what this is. So there were sex toys in the big show yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were, and so Sprinkle was recording Vibbert playing with one of the sex toys. Did you know this?
No.
So Sprinkle recorded Vibbert just standing in the hallway, like playing with the sex toy. He goes, like, make it make noise. And so he's shaking it ridiculously hard. But in the background, you can hear Chick talking about another person that works for the Bob and Tom show.
What?
Yeah.
You don't have to say who, but what sort of manner was he talking about this person?
All you hear Chick say was, he's got to go. And Sprinkle thought he was talking about him and damn near cried.
Oh, I heard the tail end of this.
Yes,
I didn't know the
yes,
genesis
you did.
Of it. Gotcha.
Yes.
1 hour, 2 minutes in, okay.
You don't get to, no.
I'm cutting that.
No, you don't. And the worst part about it is that you were gossiping with Potasnik.
Was I?
Yeah, you were.
Look at that out.
Look at that face.
I was just disappointed.
So where? Wait a minute. Who was recording it?
Sprinkle.
How was he recording it?
You were okay. You know
on
where
his phone?
You know where Jeff? Yes, 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 yes. Like a periscope. So you know where Jeff's office is. They're standing in the doorway of Jeff's office. Well, if you come out of the big studio, you don't know that people are around that corner. That's like a 90-degree angle. So you're coming out of the studio talking smack about somebody else in the office, and he picks it up.
And Sprinkle decided to share this with you.
Yeah, he made me listen to it so that I could confirm that you weren't talking about him. And even if you were talking about him, I had to tell him that you weren't because I thought he was going to fucking cry.
Of course I was talking about him. He's got to go.
You weren't crying about him. You weren't talking about him. Oh.
Is that your tooth?
Okay, you've hit your head. You've hit your tooth now. You kissed the microphone earlier.
We can't. You got lipstick all over the microphone. These are new mics, okay?
Oh, the bass.
Two turntables and a microphone. That's what I've been thinking of the whole time we've
Moved
been in
through
here.
The room like ambulance drivers. Oh, that's a good song.
What is this?
That's not my...
Yeah, they're just playing music to
that's
fill.
Music?
Yeah.
That's not live.
Yeah, that's they didn't just start playing that.
I wrote this.
You did? It's very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I get a lot of compliments.
Hey, you
on.
Are going to be on the road. You're going to be on the road in the next three
yes,
weeks straight. Where
I
are you going to be? Do you know?
I don't remember where.
God damn.
No, this Friday night, the 12th, I will be in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Are you going to have this out by then?
Yeah, it usually comes out on Friday night.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
It'll be up on Friday.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Friday night at the latest. Yeah.
Friday
okay,
night
I just didn't know. I thought you were sitting on one.
He's sitting on
no,
one, all right.
No, that's out already.
A little butt nugget.
Little baby butt. Okay, wait a minute. And then Saturday night we're in Northwoods, Iowa, at a casino.
Oh, you like that casino too?
I love that casino.
You do.
It's going to be a challenge not to go gamble at that casino.
What do you play? Do you play craps?
I play yeah. Shoot.
You so shoot the what?
I call dice.
You call dice. You
I
shoot.
Play dice.
You don't say craps.
I don't say craps.
So you're in Iowa.
Because you don't like to say craps.
You know what? You ought to just show up. You ought to tweet out, hey, I'm going to be at a liquor store, and I'll sign
ooh.
Some bottles.
Hey, I show up. Day. I'm going to show why. Grand Theater, Friday night at Wausau, Wisconsin.
Wausau!
And then Valentine's Day Eve, I will be at the Diamond Joe Worth Casino in Northwood, Iowa.
You know where I'll be on New Year's, or on, where are we going? Valentine's Day Eve?
You're
and Aaliyah don't do that.
The reverse raffle at the Catholic Church.
I'm going to be at Holy Spirit reverse raffle.
Holy Spirit, Batman.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
And then Saturday the 20th, I'm going to be at the State Theater in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
With...
Are you going to go?
No, that's my Euchre Retreat
these
weekend.
Fellows. Ralph Harris.
You just say Euchre Retreat.
Ralph Harris, Augie right. Smith, and Nick Griffin. And
I'm
then,
not kidding.
Hey, can you do me a favor and not invite Jake?
Well, that's no...
He would hate it there.
Where do you guys go?
A buddy of mine has a cabin over on in Rockville, mm-hmm. Raccoon Lake, mm-hmm. something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's the plan.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What do you guys do? Touch wieners?
Play cards. Oh. Play cards. And
somebody goes. Somebody makes a loaner, they touch wieners.
IU Purdue games that night.
Ooh.
And it's a couple IU guys and a couple Purdue guys.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah, that's good.
Friday, the 19th.
Are you still talking?
February 19th at Rococo Theater in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Rococo.
And then Saturday night, February 20th at State Theater in Kalamazoo. Then Saturday
what's on
night.
Those shows?
I don't know. Saturday night, February. Saturday afternoon, I'll be in Dayton, Ohio, February 27th.
For the car show?
At the car show with TUE. Yeah, so that
is it the car show or is it
fun.
Like something?
Like Rick Ocasek's going to be there?
It's the Ram car show. I don't know what that. I
just
don't know.
What I needed.
Does that mean like it's Dodge?
This is why I'm not on. No one's
standing?
Listening.
This coming weekend, Greg Hahn, Mike Armstrong, and Dave Dyer.
Oh.
Okay.
That sounds like that will be a very calm, very relaxing, very, very, very grounding
that's
show.
That's not. And the next, that's this weekend. Then the next weekend, the 19th and 20th.
Get there faster.
Ralph Harris, Augie Smith, and Nick Griffin.
Oh. Hey, did you know Nick Griffin opened up for Aretha Franklin recently?
No way.
Yes.
That sounds neat.
Opened up for Aretha Franklin recently. He'll be in Indy next week. I hope he can come back on the show, on the podcast.
Nick's coming next weekend?
Yeah. My good friend Joe Corey told me all about it. We've been emailing. We've been talking about
Joe.
We've been talking about Saints.
All right, that's really loud.
Yeah, it's getting really loud. We're going to have to go. Thank you guys for coming to the podcast.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jason, for making a return.
Okay, I'm drowning in bass here.
Good night, everybody. Oh, now it stops.
Oh, we didn't play with the effects. Do you want to do effects? Yeah, hold on. Let's
Oh, we've got a new
not sound effects.
Oh.
Hold on.
Audio effects. I mean audio our voice, effects. Right?
Yeah. I gotta dial it in.
Can't
here.
You dial it in first?
Yeah, gotta dial it
oh,
in.
Oh, you're gonna love this.
Do you want to go the full?
Yeah, go like she's a ballpark announcer.
Let's go that one. And
hello? No.
Hold on, here we go.
I don't hear anything.
Give it a second.
Testing.
I gotta dial you guys up into it. And maybe it won't work because
it's not working.
I know it's not working. Oh,
there it is. Wait, does it do that? I punch that button?
Yeah. All right, that's right.
Oh yeah.
I knew you'd like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I can have your attention, please. Thank you for coming to the assembly.
Oh, that does sound like a...
Now, you kids in back, I want you to remember that school is a choice, not a privilege.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself. And those of you who have attention tonight know who you are.
Welcome to Ring.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Indiana Pacers.
What's his face does it though? Grady? Doesn't Grady do it?
Michael Grady.
He does the thing now, right?
Here, I'll mute it. So it won't do it, so it's not weird.
Rebel Porter used to do it. No. Grady does.
You should do it.
They
give me
some
tickets
good.
On the floor.
Michael's
I want to go sit on the floor.
They ain't got enough money to pay a chickster.
Really?
If I get his tickets, we'll go to the floor.
I want to sit on the floor at the Pacer game.
All right.
All right, chick, send us
Wait
out.
A minute.
Ooh, this is a good
That's
song.
A great
what
song.
Is this?
You know this song.
Is this Steely Dan?
Yeah, I think it's Steely Dan. I don't think the podcast listeners can really hear it.
They can't hear it?
Very little, I doubt it.
They probably can't.
Oh, it's a recording. They're playing.
Yeah. But the people can barely hear that. They just probably hear a thump.
So this is that part where you say,
do the big echo again, and I'll say goodnight.
And good night, everybody.
Thank you. And good night, everybody.
Them tremendous brunettes around, all them tremendous brunettes, all them tremendous brunettes around. Slow down, don't fuck with my eye. I want to be left alone here with my monsters and say now it's time to ride, to see lovely girls and to not put the moves on them. All them tremendous brunettes around, all them tremendous brunettes, all them tremendous brunettes around. Praise raising our baby genius. She skips in the shade of the lonely sour apple tree while she snaps on her gum, the gleaming teeth bared and the shine that she shows to me. Tremendous brunettes around, all them tremendous brunettes around. Tremendous brunettes around, all them tremendous brunettes around. All of your ill-gotten gains that you have whipped up to wear its foamy leather, girl. Nameless, gnaw of my pain, like 300 trumpets and just one is out of tune. All them tremendous brunettes around, all them tremendous brunettes, all them tremendous brunettes around. Tremendous brunettes around, all them tremendous brunettes, all them tremendous brunettes around. Yeah. All them tremendous brunettes around, all them tremendous brunettes, all them tremendous brunettes around, all them tremendous brunettes. All them tremendous brunettes around, all them tremendous brunettes, all them tremendous brunettes around, around.
Walk around in circles, walk up in circles, walk around.